Have you thought about cleaning your home, business, school, or church for coronavirus to ensure our gathering places are clean and safe? Hi, I'm Rich Sikora, Vice President of Mold Solutions. Our biocide and viricide is approved by the EPA to effectively kill coronavirus. Because of what we do on a daily basis, we have the products, equipment, and expertise to successfully clean coronavirus. Here's one of our longtime clients to share his success with Mold Solutions.
This is Rick Kester. I have a 7,000 square foot call center in West County. The Mold Solutions team came in, did a deep clean and disinfectant on our office. They were fast, courteous, took all the precautions necessary to disinfect our office in these uncertain times.
Thanks, Rick. Contact Mold Solutions today at moldstlewis.com and let's help flatten the curve together. That's moldstlewis.com. We have your solution.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kirkwood Brewhouse is here to take some of the stress off of life and is now open noon to 8 Wednesday through Sunday and 3 to 8 Mondays and Tuesdays, offering carryout and delivery, plus to-go wine and beer specials with happy hour appetizers going all day long. And buy one, get one half off on their brand new pizzas. Kirkwood Brewhouse has all your lunch and dinner plans covered, and it's perfect for families with a free kids meal with two adult entrees. Call in your order today. 314-394-1365.
The Village Bar, now open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup. If you have a large order, we will deliver. Our quart-sized chili is also available to feed the entire family. We're located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
I have a dilemma here. Remember the guy that called me and said, hey, here are two jokes I want to remind you of. One was the honeymooner and the worms. And the other one I just wrote down, old man. And I never finished what I was writing. So I have no idea. What was his name? Steve or John? Jeremiah? Jeremiah, I think. Jeremiah, you might have to call back and tell me.
He said something about jar.
It was a jar.
Oh, got it. That's it. Thank you, Tim.
Yep.
Jar. I write down jar. I know what it is. Thank you. Whew. It's a good thing one of us still has a memory.
I don't normally.
It is time to check in. Thank goodness you were earlier. Time to check in with the world's greatest Chevy dealer and the best place you can buy your pre-owned vehicle or have your car serviced. Ladies and gentlemen, John Londoff.
Hello.
Hello, John. How are you? How you doing?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, live.
How?
I just told you, you're on the air, live.
Sound today, Frank. I want to make sure that I don't mumble. My wife even told me, she goes, as she came home, she was listening. Of course, she listens all the time. She's like, you're mumbling. First words out of her mouth. She comes back from the grocery store, you know.
No, it wasn't just that you were mumbling. John, listen to me. It wasn't that you were mumbling. You were muffling. You were holding the phone in some weird way. That was all it was.
You sound perfect.
That's usually what causes that.
Perfect. You know, it is. Because, you know, this program that I'm on right now, that I help do all I can to help make this program what it is, the number one afternoon show in America, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Everyone there in the studio... Mm-hmm. Well, almost everyone, but they're out. You're really close to being perfect. A couple of you, but today is a breakout day. I'm just telling you, I really feel this. I've been feeling this for the last.
You just did it again. You just did it again. You moved away. You said this day today is a breakout day, and then you came back in again.
I think he had. I think that was a cell issue.
Right? Can I finish now?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I am.
Go ahead.
Because we've had, I think, 4, if not 5, a.m. in the p.m. customers today.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
okay? Let's talk about Mr. Jay Howell, okay? And he's going to get with Christy Thornton, and I think he's going to buy a pickup truck. Yeah, Silverado. And Mickey Conway. Mickey and Jan Conway. Are you kidding me? He was a heck of a
Mickey and
player.
Jan. Mickey Thank and you. Jan. What was the first guy's name? Hal?
Hal. Last name Hal. H-A-W-E. He goes by Jay. Jim Howe.
Jay Howe.
It was Jay Howe.
I just made up a quick poem. Jim Howe, brown cow. I just made that up.
What?
Sorry, did something just happen?
Does anybody else ever... Hold on. Doesn't anybody else as a kid remember people saying, how now, brown cow?
Yes.
I don't know what it means.
We didn't laugh
but that was
either.
A saying for one reason. I didn't say I laughed at it. It was just a saying. How now, brown cow? So I just converted it to Jim Howe, brown cow. Still not funny.
And we also have...
still not funny.
Albert. Wow.
Okay. Tom who?
Anna. Tom Talbot, T-A-L-B-O-T.
Okay.
AM and
Tom
PM.
Talbot.
Two vehicles. Not one, two, and possibly a third one this weekend. So thank you.
Okay. Good. I'm glad you're finished looking over at the list because we barely could understand the names when you turned to read them.
How's it now?
Ask Mimi again. Check with Mimi again. She'll confirm it. She'll confirm it.
I don't have to check with my wife like you have to check with yours.
Ooh. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, no, hold on. He's right. I do check with my wife.
Yes, you do. You do all the time. When we're together, I notice you like
I check with her.
You say, is it okay if I order this for dinner?
That is not true. That is not true. And if you were on the stand right now in court, you would be sent to prison for perjury. That is not true. I check with her to say, did you remember to get up and go get me this or that? Did you remember
right.
to do? I just check with her to make sure she follows orders. That's how I check with her.
Can Switzerland Woodburn enter this for a second as a neutral third-party observer?
Go ahead.
Yes.
John,
absolutely.
John, I know we're in a stay-at-home order. Do you normally participate in this program from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and maybe for the last couple of weeks you've been participating from home? Would that be accurate?
No, I'm going into work every day.
Okay.
I'm not working, the 15-hour day like I used to.
No, but I'm just talking about when you participate in this show. And the reason I ask is because what Frank's saying is that I don't think you're. I think you're holding the phone directly to your mouth the entire time. I think you're just maybe in an area where either you're on Wi-Fi calling or you're in an area which the signal isn't as strong as it should be.
See, you know what? I'm dealing with a private investigator here, aren't I? All right.
Well, I'm just.
See?
You're dealing with a guy looking for a deal on a new car.
When you just said I'm dealing with a private investigator, you came through baritone, level 10, two thumbs up, deep. And there are times in this segment in which you have faded out and faded back in, and I'm not sure
and
why.
And if you notice, Tim, when he faded out was when he turned to read the names of the people.
Frank. He asked me a question. Can I please talk? My goodness.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm not done mentioning all the AM and the PM customers that have bought a vehicle from us today and are picking up another one maybe this weekend. So, Tim, you're
Please
right.
Continue.
I'm home now. I came home a couple hours ago, but I was in most of the day today. I also spent some time with the Florissant's Finest, our police chief, Tim Fagan, our mayor, Tim Lowry, and about 50, 60 of the greatest police officers and administrative in the world at the Florissant Police Department. And I was able to hang out with them. I bought lunch from Hendel's. I haven't had anything from Hendel's in a few days, so it was like withdrawal. So.
Two mentions.
Love Hendel's. I do, too.
No, yeah, I mean, you're a big supporter of law enforcement. They know that. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dave Houston bought a Silverado. This 0% for 84 months is getting a lot of traction. So, you know, what do you think? Do you think... Frank, that in the rest of the team, that people are ready to say, you know what, man, I'm going to take a chance. If I'm going to get sick for a few days, I'll be this staying in and not socializing with people. I think it's just driving people crazy.
It's tough.
I think it's gone a little too far, and I think absolutely people, I don't think they'll even go into it thinking, I'm going to take a chance. And I think most people think that the odds now of catching something, and certainly of dying, are so slim. It's less than 1% overall. Of course, yes, sir, they're ready. I would go out tonight, right after the show, anywhere, no matter how many people were there. I shook hands with a guy Sunday, and as he and I reached out to shake hands, he just for a second started to pull back, and I went, no. Let's shake hands. I want to shake your hand. And we shook hands, and I feel fine, and he does too.
Did you guys hug?
Now, obviously, that's one handshake. We did not hug because he was in the bed of a pickup truck, and he had to lean down and shake my hand. I couldn't hug him. I would have. I'd hug him today. I don't freak out about this stuff. And when I see the numbers now compared to what they scared us into thinking it might be,
right?
You know, 200 million people dying or something. No.
No.
It's at what, 20-something thousand total?
And here's the thing, you know, do we really know that this is the highest number? If you look at the totals, they're terrible. But New York at 10,800. And apparently, now, far be it that this would ever happen in New York City, that a lot of these numbers were not related to COVID-19. Okay, they are just like taking every death and saying, oh, that poor 94-year-old person passed away and they're COVID-19. But, you know, it's time to get this thing over with. And let's move on. And I'm not just talking about the car business. I'm talking about everything. We need our boys to be able to go out to the bars on the weekend. Okay. They're driving. I know if they're listening, I love you. We love you boys. But they're driving us crazy.
Uh-oh.
But no, I mean, we need to let this town get open back up again. And my God, I miss Blues hockey so much. It's just even hard to even think about it. But, we're going to, and here's another tagline. I'm so sick of this. And so it's Mimi Landoff, the boss of the Landoff plant. We'll get through this.
I bet I know what it's going to be. Go ahead. That's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, we'll get through this together. We're not getting through crap together, okay? We're all getting through this.
We'll get through it together.
You know, I mean, you know, let's just get through it. All this together stuff. Man. I sure hope the Schnucks family or the Deerberg family are listening. We got some great deals on trucks. Spend a little bit of that money you're making right now because, I mean, there's just obviously a run on the grocery stores. And people are going to look into their cupboards 2-3 months from now going, why in the heck did I buy all that crap? It's still here.
Toilet paper.
Well, some families will have toilet paper.
Well, now, the last two times my wife and I have been out, we found there was toilet paper.
You did?
Yeah.
I still can't.
Did you buy it?
She said, should we buy it? I said, no. Let's somebody else buy it. We have toilet paper. Yeah. We don't need to buy it. But I think in about 2 more weeks of this, people are going to start to snap. I'm not kidding. There are some people that are going to start to go crazy.
And then
the deeper you get into this, the more desperate some people get. Then you get into the robberies and the domestic violence and all that stuff. So let's as soon as we can.
So much worse than this, pandemic. I really firmly believe that we are just blowing this thing. I'm not downside. It is bad. Okay. But so is the regular flu. You know, how many of us have had the regular flu in the last year or two or three where you are at home feeling like crap for 3 days?
If you want to go by deaths, the regular flu is far worse. Right. Everybody knows that. They've seen those numbers. So
that's why this show is so important because it makes us all really realize, it's good to laugh. It's good to still giggle and have fun and make silly, make fart noises and stuff like that.
It is, but laughing won't pay the bills. Won't pay the rent.
I feel better momentarily. Yeah, this thing is going to put some businesses, as you said, but one thing is, this show is going on forever. You hear me? We talked earlier. This is going on and on because people need it, and I can't thank you enough. I mean, seriously. And anyone else that's out there thinking, man, when I'm ready to start advertising, should I jump on this show? Man, you're kind of an idiot if you don't, because it just does unbelievable for our dealership. And if you,
well,
if you
for anybody listening who has a business, you just said you're still selling cars to AM and the PM people. They're not afraid to buy a car right now. And I'm going to give people an example of a negative, a big negative that is a positive for some people. And here it is. Let's say you're in the restaurant business. I don't think this would apply as much to the car business because there aren't as many dealerships, but it does to the restaurant business. When things reopen and people go back out to dinner, you're actually, from a competitive standpoint, going to be in a better position than you were before because about 20 to 25% of your competitors are gone and they had to go out of business. That's a terrible thing. But
yeah,
for the remaining competitors, that's one of the upsides to being able to come out on the other side of this thing and being able to survive it, is you go back into it with less competition. Now, I don't think that you're going to see 20% of the car dealerships close. I doubt it. I'm sure around the country there'll be some that will. A few. A handful. Would you agree that ones who maybe it's a new dealership and they're deep debt and this is something they couldn't weather?
So, you know, the state of Michigan, the governor there is, I mean, she's just absolutely off her rocker. She shut that whole state down, you know, and she has ambitions of being, Grand Paul Biden's running mate, okay? And it's just like, you know, and I mean, dealers, some of the largest dealers in the country are in Michigan. They haven't been able to sell a vehicle since the 30th of March. Shut down a $1,000 ticket if they're and it's just craziness. And then I think she's.
Well, I mean, are you telling me that she won't let them do even what you're doing by appointment or service departments open?
No.
Well, that's insane. Yeah.
No.
That's insane.
Just a very, very small number of technicians and service advisors and parts people just to barely, you know, even say that you're open. Okay. But you know, we're hopefully. You know, the date here in St. Louis County is the 24th of April, and I sure hope that...
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Page, stick with that date. Don't listen to this other junk, and I don't know Governor Parsons. Hopefully, I mean, we got to get back to living, all right? And yeah, the restaurants, I mean, my God, I've already made a list of probably the top 10 or 15 restaurants that I'm going to. And I can't wait for you to take us to Annie Gunn's. Woo! Man. Oh, man, I hope they got enough wine.
We have, I got to be very careful how I do this because I don't want to give too much away. But we know a couple, and they're married. They cannot stand each other. They have hated each other for the last 20 years. They have children, so they haven't gotten divorced. She can't stand him, and he can't stand her. I cannot believe that one of them has not killed the other one now that they're home together because every night, and I know this for a fact, I know these people, every night when he finished work, the last place he wanted to go was home. So he would go somewhere, she'd go somewhere, they'd meet back just in time to hit the sack, go to bed, get up, leave, separate. They have been together for 3 weeks. I keep watching for the murder-suicide story on these two because they cannot stand each other. That's the kind of stuff I think about when you're forced to be locked in with somebody you just can't stand.
Let's talk about one more AM and the PM. AM and can I say AM and the PMer?
Sure.
You can. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, you can.
So this is a good friend of mine, great friend of mine, Brent Phelps, goes by the nickname of Phelpsy, and the Brewster's Company is who's a GM for the general manager, and they are buying. They're going to turn over their Ford vehicles to Chevys, all because of him, all because of the AM and the PM. And they get that red carpet treatment because AM and the PM, folks, the sooner you tell us, whether you call us, you email us, and I'm LawnDog, JR at LawnDog.com. And that's another thing. I'm getting a lot more emails from AM and the PM people, and it's awesome. I really appreciate it. So, again, buddy, I can't thank you enough for what you and the team do for the Johnny Londoff family and the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet family.
This thing may have actually helped this show, not financially, certainly not from a revenue standpoint, but I'm getting
for the money.
Oh, of course not. I'm getting more email now than I ever got at the other station, and I think some of it has to do with the fact that people have more time now, and they're looking for something to watch, something to listen to. I think some people have discovered this show, or at least had more time to listen to it and kind of get into what we're doing here in this group of people. I do. The emails have certainly not died off. I think there are more of them on a daily basis. So that's, I guess, a good thing. Revenue would certainly be nice. And my quick pitch to any business out there, you're going to have to make a decision when this is over how to get the word out to people. Come on in and let us show you what we do or what product we have or whatever. We can help you do that. We can absolutely. We have a very loyal following, and they'll be happy to help anybody who supports this show. So thank you for bringing that up, and thanks to those folks again who just within the last day have bought vehicles from you. You can't stop AM and the PM people. You can't. They are going to support the people who support us.
They are.
I'm sorry that one advertiser decided to bolt the very minute that this stuff started, and I am sorry that they decided to do that. I don't spend other people's money. I don't tell them what to do, what not to do, but I don't. I'd like to have seen them stay on. Let's put it that way. So.
Well, I'm on, buddy. You know, you're talking to one of your most loyal.
We know you are. We know that.
All right.
I think now all people need is a website and a phone number.
Well, Londoff.com, LONDOFF.com, 24/7, 366. Because it's leap year. You came up with that one too, man. You're a genius. You're just not another pretty face. You're smart. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
That's all they need.
How did I do today?
You did fine, but you don't need to over enunciate. It wasn't about that. It was about cell phone technique. That's all it was about.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye, John. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye bye.
He did it again. Bye. He did that thing again. Before we introduce officially Dr. Doug to Tim Woodburn, I will say, don't say anything, just let me finish. Not too long ago, I said something to the effect of, I just didn't quite get the Tom Hanks thing. I have done a complete 180, and I've rethought this, and it has to do with a couple of Tom Hanks movies, projects, whatever, recently that I watched. And when you really just stop and look at his entire career, here's a guy without scandal. Here's a guy who has maintained his star status, his director status, his writer status through decades when most people flame and burn and crash and they're not relevant anymore. I have rethought the Tom Hanks thing, and I really like Tom Hanks. And tonight I'm going to watch one of my favorite movies, and before I say it, I know it's corny, and I know that to some people, I can't believe you like that. That Thing You Do. I have always liked that movie. I like the title song. I'm going to watch it again tonight because it's just a fun. Folks, if you want a feel-good, fun movie about a band that is formed in 1964, watch That Thing You Do. Hanks wrote it, he directed it, he stars in it as their manager. It is a flat-out fun movie to watch. So there you go. I'm turned around on Tom Hanks. Music, please, for Dr. Doug.
How much is that job?
Well, we're happy to say he's in the studio with us today. He is not on the phone, so we don't have to deal with the what I call the Londoff syndrome of, you know, mishandling the telephone and missing every other word.
Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the entire United States. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. If you have a pet or you're thinking of getting a pet, these are the numbers you need. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody today?
Fantastic, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Now, as we wait for calls,
sure.
I watched a 30-minute documentary last night about feral cat hunting in Australia.
Whoa.
Evidently, the feral cat problem in Australia is huge. They lose millions of birds, other small animals. These cats sometimes attack people. They are wild, mean, vicious cats. And in Australia, they have hunters who go out and kill them by the hundreds. They can't kill enough of them. And very few people are upset about it. Now, you're always going to have the PETA-type people who think, well, you know, surely there's a better way. No, I watched enough of this to realize I don't know that there is a better way. You got to shoot these things and get rid of them. What they do then is they skin them. They use the cat fur. I don't know what they do with the rest of it, but, you know, there are people over there. They've got cat skin coats and hats and gloves, and they hunt them. Did you know about this problem with cats?
Well, I mean, cats are a problem everywhere. I mean, I don't like
Google sometime feral cat problem in Australia, and I'm sure this thing will come up. It was really fascinating. I mean, they go out with scopes and at night vision, high-powered rifles. They cage them, and sometimes they'll cage them, and then while they're caged, they shoot them in the head. Now, I watched them do it. It's pretty graphic. It's instant.
Uh-huh.
Boom, shot, gone, dead. There's no screaming, screeching, pain. And one of the hunters explains, he said, look, this is about as humane a way as you can do this. There's no wounding of an animal because you're shooting it on the run. It's trapped, it's caged, boom, one in the head, and that's the end of it. But I had no idea they had that many feral cats and that big a problem with feral cats. It's kind of like what's happening in Florida with these snakes, these boa constrictors.
Oh, you mean the pythons, the big pythons?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
It's some of both.
Well, the cats are, I don't even like cats out in our area, out in Wildwood, because, you know, they kill all the little critters and the birds and stuff. So I think if you have a cat, keep it inside. That's my attitude. Yeah. So,
it's been interesting to me that cats could kill birds. Birds are usually in the air, and cats are on the ground. I've seen a cat only twice in my life kill a bird. It was incredible to watch how that cat could sort of stalk and sneak up and get that bird. Birds can take off pretty quickly. We've all almost hit one in a car, and at 2 inches away from the windshield, they managed to get away.
Uh-huh.
Cats are fast.
Oh, they are. They're high-end predators. You know, they're at the top of the food chain, and that's why they're there, because they're very effective hunters. And they can climb, too, don't forget.
Well, of all the things a cat could go for, why would you pick the hardest thing to catch? The hardest thing that is a bird. Why wouldn't you go after, like, a snail or something?
Well, they're opportunistic, so they're going to eat what comes their way. Just like, you know.
You want to take some calls?
Sure, absolutely.
Numbers one more time. We have two lines open, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. We start with Angie. Angie, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Angie. How are you?
Hi. I'm AM and PM.
What's cooking?
My phone might drop. If it does, it does. I have a kitten, or she's a kitten. I found her, and she ended up getting pregnant. And I called you about her a couple weeks ago. I didn't know if she was fixed or not. Well, now I know she's not. But she's still mean. I know she's pregnant. She's getting ready to deliver them, so she's grumpy. But I get real nervous about cats growling at me or hissing at me because I was bit by one. And I don't know. Are there humane shelters that would take her, like, I would like to wait till she has the kittens, but I don't know.
Some programs,
would they take the kittens and everything?
Yeah, some programs will take the mom and allow them to have the kittens, and then they find homes for the kittens. Some will have her spayed right away, even with the pregnancy, which is not harmful to the mother. And then they find a home for the mom. So there's different ways. Depends on the program. Some of the private organizations might be more likely to take them and let them have the babies than some of the more institutional kind of programs. So you might have to just call around, shop around. And I don't know how, the lack of support, physical support for these programs now with COVID-19,
right.
I don't know how that's impacting their reception of or receiving and taking animals in. Now they might be putting themselves on hold. But I would start with the institutional programs and see what their policies are, like the county or the city shelters. And then
like the Humane Society or animal
shelters.
But they're being kind of mean. I was afraid to take her to the animal shelters because she likes to be, I know you don't like inside-outside cats, but she mostly wants to be outside.
Sure. Yeah, that's
so,
what she's
and then, and I hate to put her in a, I hate, they're not going to let her out, so she's going to be in a cage.
Well, you know, there's a program I just heard about the other day. It's called, I think it's something like barncats.com. And they actually try and find homes for people that want to have a cat in their barn because they're mousers, right? And they're going to take.
Right.
So
yeah,
that might be an that'd be a perfect alternative if you could find someone interested in doing that. And I think it's called barncats.com, but you could just kind of Google barncats. Rescue in St. Louis or in Missouri, and I bet you'd come up with something.
So and you had mentioned that they would have fixed her maybe while she was still pregnant. I was going to ask you how long after she has the kittens can we do that, but I guess it's...
Well, if they're going to... the kittens actually can be nurtured away from the mother as early as 3 to 4 weeks sometimes. Most people would keep them up to 6 to 7 weeks.
And I did some research for you, Dr. Doug.
I think her question was, how soon after she has the kittens can she be spayed? Was that your question?
I didn't hear the last part of it.
Yeah, that was probably.
I would say, 6 to 7 weeks, 8 weeks at the most would be fine.
Okay. And when you wean them off the mother, you talk about them going to dry food or feed them from a bottle still?
Oh, no, no. Like you can. They're pretty precocious. After 3 to 4 weeks, if you start to let them play like in a little pan of cat food, that's softened with some KMR, cat replacement milk from the pet shop. They start getting messy. It gets soft. They start feeding and licking, and they transitioning from mom's milk to their own food. So it probably takes a couple of weeks doing that.
I thought there was 8 weeks for that, but I did. I don't think you have to wait that long.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you for your help.
Okay, and I think Tim was going to...
No, actually, it was incorrect. I'm glad I didn't get in there. I misread the site.
Okay.
While we wait for other calls, 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Doctor, you said something, and I just caught it. You said KMR, and then you said cat replacement meals or something.
Yeah,
that would be KRM, or actually be CRM.
Well, it's KMR, so I must cat meal replacement or milk replacement.
That could be it.
That's what
so it they is. Spell cat with a K on that product?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, so, that's been around.
Actually, the K stands for kitten, Frank. It's kitten milk replacement.
There you go. I'm sorry. I'm such a...
Oh, so Dr. Doug made
you're sure making me look bad, Tim.
I'm sorry.
two mistakes in one sentence. We don't do that.
Well, I just know it's KMR.
I was trying to tell you what the difference is why it says K. I'm saying.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to either the phone thing needs to be rebooted or we don't have calls. We'll give it a couple of minutes. If we don't, we'll end it. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. One of the things that I noticed on this documentary about these feral cats in Australia, they got a couple of close-ups of these cats after they had caught them and had them in cages. When they open their mouths, now these are little cats, like house cat-sized cats, and when they, you know how tigers and cats do that, and they open their mouth, and you see the teeth on these feral cats. I don't know if regular house cats have teeth like this. They were frightening. They were so sharp. And the ones they rip stuff apart with, those things, if you blew that up times 10, you'd have a tiger.
Yeah.
The same teeth, only smaller. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, those are canines, not the incisors.
And which is interesting because they're cats, but they have canine teeth, which is a dog term. And I don't blame Angie for not wanting to touch that feral pregnant cat. I got to look at these feral cats. I wouldn't get near one of these. Well, they're more frightening to me than a snake.
Yeah, I had one example where a lady asked me to come and grab this cat. She feral cat that was causing problems. She caught it in her garage finally. She said, can you come over and get it? I said, sure. And I go over there with a little cage and a little hook and everything and thinking, oh, this is no biggie. That cat stalked me. And it attacked me and bit my ankle, and it was so aggressive, it scared the heck out of me. So, yeah, they can be super aggressive, no question.
We live in the woods, and we had a cat that would get in our garage, and I went out in the garage, and the cat, I know that some birds can talk, like minor birds, some kind of parrots can talk. This cat could talk, and he started reciting lines from Ron Burgundy, and I realized it was a Will Ferrell cat.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. You know how much it means to me. I really appreciate it. We have phone calls, Frank.
Yeah, we do. Just in time. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Good evening, everybody. I'm AM and PM as always.
Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Doug. Nice to hear from you. I got a question for you. I called you one time before about this, and I'm calling again. It's been a couple months. It was about my red Australian healer that I have, and she's been riding me.
Okay.
And she's fixed and everything. She's a little over a year old. She was a year old January 31st.
You mean riding, and, like humping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she thinks that she is a male or something. Because what she does, she'll come down after I let her out of her cage. She'll come over and sit on the couch with me while I watch TV. And she'll start sniffing on my shirt, licking my arms, licking my neck. And then she'll grab my arms, forearms, very rough. And
you have forearms?
Exactly. And she pushes it up against her hind legs. And she just humps me like I'm a male, like I'm a female.
Wow. Transgender. Wow. It's a transgender cat.
Is she available this weekend?
Dog. Oh, dog.
Oh, it's a dog. Is it a dog? I thought she was a cat. What's a transgender dog?
It's a transgender dog.
Obviously.
I don't know, but I'm a little concerned about it. I don't know if she's going to have a problem with that or what the situation is.
Well, let me ask you, I can't remember what we discussed last time, but one of the first things that comes to thought is that maybe there was an incomplete spay and that there's still some cycling going on because there's still some hormonal development. So do you see this like once every 6 months when you would see a heat, or is this like a continuous process?
It's a continuous thing.
I would have your veterinarian ask to run some estrogen levels, and they can do that, and at least to get an idea of, looks like this cat is in some kind of hormonal imbalance.
Or is it possible for a cat to be
the dog?
Can a cat be a hermaphrodite like Jamie Lee Curtis and have two sets of genitals, and maybe the male genitals are hidden and tucked away and never developed on the outside? So what you got is you got a cat trying to do it with itself.
It's a dog.
It's a dog, though.
I'm sorry. I keep saying a cat because we're talking about all those cats.
She's a 30-pound red heeler.
Yeah. I would still, that would be my first suggestion, is to make sure that, you know, it was a complete spay.
Does she lift her leg when she pees when she goes outside? Then she could be trained.
No, she doesn't do all that stuff, but she sure grunts when she's riding me, though.
Does she have does she have facial hair?
Yeah, she's got all kinds of hair on her face.
When she gets aroused, when she gets aroused, does a red thing come out of her vagina?
Oh.
That would be an indication. That'd be an indication that you got two red rocket lipstick. That'd be an indication you got hermaphrodite on your hands, and the dog has two sets of privates.
Does she pee standing up? Does she smoke a cigarette when she's done?
When she's doing this, it lasts like maybe 5 or 10 seconds, and then she'll stop, walk away, and then come right back and do it again. She won't do it to my wife, but she does it to me only, and it's only when I'm downstairs in the house.
Wow.
Sounds like a
stop wearing member. Whatever you... What kind of aftershave do you wear? Stop wearing it.
High karate.
Start with the hormone review and see if that doesn't come up with something. And I think that'd be your first best start. And if you have to, worst case scenarios, they might have to peek in there and find a stump of an ovarian mass that's left. That would be my first suggestion to you. Okay?
Okay.
Good
That's
luck.
Well, if she likes men and she likes you and maybe it is your aftershave, there is an aftershave where you can trick her to make her not know that you're a guy. Aqua Vulva.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
That's expensive.
Thank everybody.
Oh, my God. Aqua Vulva. What the hell?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What the hell?
All right, guys. Have a good day, guys.
Good luck, Dan.
You can tell by Dan's voice he's sorry he called.
Yeah. Yeah. He's actually going to get a serious answer.
Somebody out
Go
there
to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, uh-oh.
Hi, gang.
Hey,
I'm John.
I'm the PM.
How are you? Thank you, John.
Okay, so in the same vein, I have a male dog. When dogs, male dogs lift their legs, is that a learned?
No, I think that's kind of... kind of just intuitive or innate in their system. I think they'll learn to
because
live.
I've last two Goldens I've had over the years, they've been neutered, but they squat like girls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's. I think that's not uncommon too. I see my dogs do both ways. Sometimes the same dog, but yeah, if you neuter them pretty young, you might see a little more of that behavior, and they don't have the influence of the male hormones that came into play because they were removed pretty early. So that might be a consideration. Okay. So typically when they're raising their leg, they're hoping to, you know, to clear the pee away from their legs and, you know, also spread it around so they get some territorial marking. So, but I wouldn't worry about it. I think it sounds fine.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't worried. I just, when I was a kid, all my male dogs lifted their legs, but I guess we didn't neuter them back then.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen any male dog that didn't do that, even when they're little puppies.
Oh, they really? Just, no, I have. I see them all the time. Like I said, one of my own dogs
squats?
Does that sometimes. Yeah.
He's gay.
Lazy.
He's a gay dog.
Gay dog.
Rough, rough. Oh,
we should hook him up with Dance Dog.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out what's what. Who's male? Who's female?
Thanks,
what's what?
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay, John.
There goes John, and we have a line open if you want it. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Lynn, it's your turn. Welcome to 590. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Lynn.
So I have a question. My groomer's closed right now,
uh-huh.
And my dogs are getting pretty shaggy, so I've been brushing them, so that part's good. But what about cleaning their ears and their anal glands and their toenails?
Ooh, did you have to say
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, but they've been, glands. Like, rubbing their head and they're scooting, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, they do
Is
need
Is something
that.
I can tackle, or do I need to try to find somebody who can take them?
Yeah, I think I would try and find somebody to introduce you to the digital anal expression is something that I would prefer you do with some control and management because it's not easy to do. You can actually hurt them if
That's
you're
not what I'm
correct.
Afraid of, yeah.
The other parts, you know, the ears, I would be cautious about putting too much junk in there, but if you do a gentle swab with, I don't know if you have material from your veterinarian or worse.
Oh, I was just thinking that you pull the hair out or something.
You know, the problem with pulling Whoa. The hair out, if you have breeds that have hairy canals.
Damn, Lynn.
You can pluck
That sounds
out.
Like a porn star, hairy canals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that a male Starring Linda Lovelace and hairy canals.
Well, I can already tell that I just need to find someone to do this while my other place is closed because it sounds more complicated than, you know, I thought it might be.
Does
the
groomer usually do that with the anal glands?
Well,
yeah, that's what she said.
I prefer the vet do it because the groomers usually just pinch from outside and you can hurt them more. But the you know, the vets actually put their finger inside the anus, deep into the anal rectal junction, slowly.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
well,
this just gets more disgusting as we go.
You got a cigarette, Dan?
Junked.
Yeah.
I have seen them do that to kind of express the area.
Yeah,
so I knew that part, but
I
wasn't anxious to do it.
Possibly. I mean, you might find a... there are a number of home groomers. They come to your house.
I see their trucks driving around all the time, the mobile groomers.
Right, and I bet that they would still be willing to do some of that, because what they do is just like the vets do now. They take the dog from your house, go into the truck, do their work, and bring the dog back out to you, and it may not even, you know, your contact with that person might be none, zero to none.
Hey, Lynn.
So that's that'd be what I do.
We just
That's a great idea.
We our I'm groomer sorry, Dan. Our groomer is closed also, and our dog's getting shaggy, and Sandy just made an appointment at Petco. They're still doing grooming at Petco.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Putting this together. Well,
I think
Lynn,
it's same
Lynn, are you married, or do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or something? Or?
All three.
Wow.
Oh, I like that. Oh, look at this. She's married and has a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
That's a triple play right there.
All right.
Can I
We need to keep you on the line for a while.
I think I'd better hang up now. Thank you, Dr. Doug.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
All three.
Get that girl's number right away.
There's a woman who's living the sexually liberated. Your dream is to have a husband and a girlfriend and boyfriend?
I just want to watch.
At this age.
Man.
So, go to Pat. Pat, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. I'm in the PM.
Thank you. What you got, Pat?
Dr. Doug, I got a 5-year-old kitty that started to go outside during the day, and he is coming in at night and starting to spray in around the house. You got any thoughts?
Is he neutered?
Yes, he is.
Huh.
Well, we've got two male cats in the house.
Yeah.
The big dog, the 20-year-old kitty, died just not too recently. And so I guess there's some competition going between the two other male cats.
Yeah, I find that kind of unusual, actually. But if I wanted to put my head on straight, I would probably suggest that the best thing you do is when he comes in at night that he keeps isolated to like a utility room or something with his own litter boxes. And at least you get some control so he's not messing up the house. So that would be a logical, simple solution.
The inside kitty is hissing like crazy when he comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's out there. He's got all kinds of weird odors.
He's coming
odors
and bringing
on.
In odors and what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would try that. I would just control him, isolate him, because I don't think he's going to stop doing that for any good reason. Typically, you would expect that from a cat that wasn't neutered yet. So, and seeing that he is, then I think that you're going to have to manage him differently. Okay.
Just bring him in and isolate him at night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Pat, we appreciate you. Thank you for calling. We have 2 minutes to see if we can help Priscilla. Priscilla, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Dr. Doug, how the heck are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Okay, I am so AM in the PM, it hurts.
We can hear it in your voice. We can tell it.
Loud
Thank you.
Clear.
Okay, I'll make it quick. So I have started giving our dog an oral care probiotic. Which is, it sprinkles on their food once a day, and it's supposed to release positive bacteria, crowds out the bad bacteria, gets under the gum lines, et cetera, because apparently gum disease, et cetera, is a common problem in dogs. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not sure that I would use the probiotic for that particular reason, but probiotics are, in truth, that's exactly what they do. They introduce good bacteria for digestion, and they're always...
Well, this is one specifically for your mouth.
I got you. Yeah, well, I mean, bacteria in your mouth, that's part of your GI tract. So they're suggesting, are they using it as a swab or a cleanser for the teeth?
No, it's available to consumers. It's a powder. It's a little scoop of powder that I put on my dog's food daily.
Okay. So I can guarantee you that the majority of it's going down into the gut because there's nothing that's keeping it on the gum line, right? So I don't know what they're telling you, but principally it's going down into the GI system and it's providing a good bacteria. I'm not sure how much it's going to really do to cut down the bacteria in the mouth. You can do that with a good brushing system that your veterinarian can help you with. And that is important to do because you're right. Dental disease is a terrible problem in dogs.
Priscilla, before you get away, you need to know this, and I don't promote it or advertise it. I have an oral care service, and I come to your house. I can't help your dog, but I do offer oral care.
You know
what,
Frank?
What?
That is all over the internet. I'm surprised you're not swamped with calls.
She's funny.
Yes, she is.
Priscilla,
I got a rim shot. That's awesome.
Yes, you did.
Priscilla, I just wanted to tell you I loved your father's music.
Oh, crap.
He was always
a great star
for me.
Hey, we need to cancel this.
Lame. We're out of time.
We are way out of time.
So, well, we're not way out, but we're out.
Music.
Husband, I'm Priscilla.
On the wrong clock.
Good luck, Priscilla. We're out of time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thanks to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Thank you. See you later.
Wow, what tremendous advice we had for people today, and we'll do it again next Wednesday. Thank you, Doctor. We have rounded the corner, top of the hour. News is next, followed by the Playhouse. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan, more than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. New York.